Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to Warmaster Podcast, episode 126 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
We're doing a YouTube video at the same time.
Yep.
For the sake of
a little bit of crossover there.
may get a bit too fucking full on, but we'll see what happens. We're doing Ancients.
Warmaster Ancients.
Seeing I've never played it.
Yeah, and because Barry wants to play in an event in January.
Yeah, I almost bought an army this week, but I held out because, as nice as Romans are, I think they might be a bit boring.
Well, you're about to play them fine. To me, this list here, what I've written, which is the old Roman army I own, is the most interesting Roman list of the Romans list.
Because it's got
something the other lists don't have, and that's artillery.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
And you remember, this can only fire directly forward. Remember, like when it comes to like
it's like a beam weapon.
Yeah, it's a beam. So it shoots the first thing it can see, but and it's slow as well. It's got quite a few rules. You're gonna have to have the army page open.
I ain't gonna hit anything on my whole game.
Well, I'll let you hit something, but it won't matter.
And you can see it. I do two wounds. It does nothing.
Yeah. And you're playing Imperial Roman, and I'll talk you through that list. So what you have is your general. He has portents, which is a command reroll when you need to use it once one off in the game. Then you've got two. This is your entire command you can have. You're maxed on command.
This is it.
That's all the.
Well, you must be able to have more heroes.
No.
Republican list I was looking at had four heroes.
No, Imperial, like you can have general and two legates, and that's it.
That's all. Is it written by me?
That's all the command you can have.
This is all I want.
And because this game is 1,250, so that's using a 1,000-point army builder. You don't get double the amounts. You know, it's the single. It's like you don't.
So single maxes, but the minimums you can go wherever you want. I guess.
Yeah. So
it's unlimited.
It is unlimited. Yeah. Then you have one veteran legion. Which are just slightly better regular legions.
Well, they've got to be good, because legions are pretty good.
Yeah, they are. Well, these are the version of. And then five legions, two units of skirmishes, Onger, and these scorpions, a unit of archers, a unit of cavalry. Now, you can't call them heavy cavalry, but because they're heavy cavalry are then based like that.
Yeah, but they're medieval
but
style.
But you say, like, this is cavalry. These two units are skirmishing cavalry. This unit of blue shields is auxiliary, which is basically Romans without the continual support, the extra support rule. But if I was going to take this to the tournament, if this is the list army I'm taking, I'm going to need to change their shield colours so I can distinguish them between the veteran legion or not.
Right.
Now, the skirmishing infantry don't count to the break. That's a rule of Warmaster Ancients. Your break is 7. That's it.
Sounds very good.
You're up against Britons. And they have.
Is it Arthur, King of the Britons?
No, it's a guy called Caracas. Is that how we're saying it? That's
Caracas.
How we're saying it. Caracas. Yeah, he's. So all the lists have an upgrade. Yeah, like. Yeah. Mine is a token army. Now, what this does for a couple of things is we can see how that looks on the video, but also this is how you can play this game for zero input, pence if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And it works fine. Like it's as a game.
I mean, it might not work visually fine.
Visually, no. I mean, but here you've got like we've got 2D scenery again because that will show nicely on the camera. But it's that's barely any money spent. This setup, like of using these and these, wouldn't cost much.
No, we need to apologise now because the camera and the lighting isn't right.
No.
I need to get the camera up higher somehow.
Yeah, we need to get it higher, so that's looking down. But this spot cam on the dice is, should be good.
I think I can probably find a way of getting it higher, maybe. Mm-hmm. But we also need to be careful because there's like shadows coming from these lights behind us. Maybe I turn those off and I get rid of some of the
jewels. You just need a couple of other lights coming in to take away shadows. So what you've got here is the general is Caracas. So that's an upgrade, which basically means my chariots cause terror until Barry destroys a stand of chariots, and then he ain't scared of them no more.
Okay, cool.
Interestingly.
We like that.
And, I just realised something wrong with the chariot. Where's that pen? Da-da-da. Okay. It's fine. Chariots are based.
The beer of today is, can you see it on the camera there? We've got some big bottle of Heineken's, 5%, from, where's Heineken? Is that like Dutch or Belgium? What do you reckon?
Heineken.
It's all brewed in bloody Bern, isn't it? doesn't really say. It was Heineken. I would say original recipe of Amsterdam, Belgium.
Yeah. So
that's Holland, isn't it?
That is, yes, yeah, yeah. So general, then two warlords, two chieftains. That maxes out my command. Of all the characters I can have. Then I've got 11 units of warriors, one unit of fanatics, which are actually the elite of the Britain army foot, you know, which will come into like our, you know, they're not really that good, but that's as good as it gets.
Well, yeah, you know, like, you're wearing fucking loincloth, mate.
Literally. Then I've got two units of skirmishers, which would be boys, basically. Two units of cavalry, which is the most I can have. Four units of chariots, the most I can have. Really,
skirmish chariots.
Yeah, skirmishers, and the chariots. My chariots, my cavalry, and my skirmishers are all naturally skirmishers. So that's a little strange, like, is in like how to use chariots. So these aren't chariots that wade into you and smash you up with scythed wheels and heavy chariots. No, these are Britain chariots, which you ain't really seen before as a Roman, and that's why they scare you. But obviously, you're going to like realise how flimsy they are. So they're not combat chariots. It's a weird one. And that gives my points. My break, you go and count the skirmishing infantry, my break's 9.
And my break was 7, I believe.
Your break's 7. But again, you don't count them. Right, so we need to get set up.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today. Soft foam, hard cases.
So now we're just about to deploy. Oh, we've deployed, we're just about to play turn one.
That's right.
So, I've got an army of four brigades.
So Barry talks through his deployment and then I'll talk through mine.
So army of four brigades.
Mm-hmm.
So first brigade, we've got a line of whatever those skirmishers.
You can point to them, can't you, for the camera?
Yes, a row of your skirmishers and three.
Feel like a World War One general now.
Three columns.
They all die.
Of legion. They're first to die. Over here, we got the same, except in the middle, we've got improved Saurus. Saurus Legion.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we have archers.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be terrible. But
well, that's why there's only one unit.
Yeah. And then behind them, we've got auxiliary, yeah, which I'm pretty sure is as weak as it gets.
The only difference now, let's see, there are different points. The auxiliary are, 45.
Yeah.
The legion is 80. All that difference in points is in the legion rule. That's different. The same stats, the difference is the legion rule, which is that you, in the first round of combat, the stands are all considered supported, whether they're supported or not. And they can be supported.
Holy moly.
I mean, it's something that is not in War Master Revolution.
Well, it's an interesting thing.
It's lovely. I think it's amazing.
Okay, we've got some artillery brigades.
Scorpions.
So we've got scorpions on left. We've got archers supported by auxiliary. And then Onga.
Yeah.
And then we've got our cavalry. We've got two light, one medium, I guess you'd describe it as. I don't know what it's called.
Skirmishing cavalry.
Two skirmish and one non-skirmish.
Well, not heavy cavalry.
Some sort of cavalry.
Yeah.
Still hurting a flank, I'm
guessing. Yeah,
the dog's hurting a flank.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then your deployment, sir?
So, with mine, give me the stick. So, on my left flank here, I've got my two units of skirmishing cavalry and two units of skirmishing chariots, backed up by a warband, or four units, which a warband is three or four units, gives me a buff to command them.
Right.
Of warriors, and that's my general, with the red in me is my general. In the front here, I have two units of skirmishers, foot, then a warband of warriors and my unit of fanatics. Got a warlord there leading it. Now, these guys are the expendable ones. They don't give anything to break, so they're going to go catch whatever Barry shoots at them first. Yeah. Then here I have two units of skirmishing chariots and another warband of warriors. They've got, that's a warlord and thank, and these are chieftains, which are like subordinates, which basically generals, full command, heroes, and then wizards for areas of range of command.
And are they still sevens then, these fellows?
My guys are 8-7.
8-7-7.
Yeah.
And I'm 9-8-8.
Yours is better. It should be better.
Well, if you start 9-8-8, I'm complaining. 9-8-8.
9-8-8. And yeah, and your portents allows you to do a general can do a reroll one third roll. That's it. You've just got a reroll one.
That's how we go. So we've got to roll for kickoff now. So here is the dice tray of justice. Not. So for this, I will roll black.
Okay.
I've course, the camera's not working, of course, because the bloody thing went to sleep.
Oh, is it working now?
No, because the fucking thing went to sleep.
So, well, how do we make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, I'll have to turn off anything that's turning the screen off, I guess.
It's got a picture now. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't there a second ago.
Yeah, it wasn't, yeah.
It's woken up. Brilliant.
But how do we stop it from going to sleep?
I don't know. I'll have to look at power management. Obviously on the fly, this is how we roll. Power management, I'm just telling it to stay on, I guess.
Can you see that, readers? Maybe it's too dark.
I don't want to.
But Barry on the roll off.
Did I? That's good for me. Mm-hmm. Display settings, nightlight, multi-display, power here. When plugged in, turn off, never.
Yep.
Never. Screen, never, when plugged in. Sleep, never. Never go to sleep when you're plugged in. I think we're done. Okay, screen, never. Okay, right, good. That's recording. Is this here? Yeah, that's good. Right, good.
So let me just run through the special rules that you have. So your Romans have Legion, which I've explained, quite well.
That was on the podcast. That's interesting.
Yeah, skirmishes are skirmishes. Like, which is, this is the big thing about ancients. We'll go.
So we've done turn one.
Turn one.
Not all the great deal happened.
Ancients takes a while to like come out into effect.
So both of my heroes, I'm going to call them because that's what they are. I think Lordroth on
the gates,
and then the general got an order off, and then he tried to push the artillery, which meant the second order was on a 7. He probably shouldn't have, but we need to get him up. And so we've only moved 3 of the 4 brigades, which isn't terrible. And then we passed over the ball, and he's wandering forward too.
Yeah. So what I've done is I've managed to get my flanks forward. So basically, I passed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I failed my 6th order. So my warlords are moving out the flanks, which is quite good. And these skirmishes are totally expendable. And basically, I've got a screen of skirmishing stuff in front of my army to like interact with the Romans first. My fighting is done with these lot here. But my general sadly failed then his second order, so I've got some chariots and another group of warriors waiting to move up. But my command is not good. 877, that's Orky. With no half-pace move, we might have a turn where I don't do anything.
We can hope.
Yeah.
So we're going to play turn 2, and then we'll come back and discuss. It was interesting, sir.
Yeah. So Barry's managed to pull off. Was it a 2-order of cannon?
2-order charge. 2-order. Not very hard.
It's not that hard.
9-8.
Yeah, 9-8. Yeah. Fair enough.
Hard of you.
Hard of me. Yeah. It's going to be hard. This one.
So you're playing British orcs. It looks
British
like,
orcs
without the fighting bit.
Yeah. All right.
Pale-fisted British orcs.
Like, you need to take our mud.
So I tried to manoeuvre. What I attempted to do was pin Paul's 2 units of skirmish
cap. Yeah.
With my skirmish cap.
Which is well done.
And then bring in
maybe not originally by design, but it was well done. By luck.
The medium cap couldn't chase them. Couldn't even attack them. Couldn't even fight them.
No, because what would have happened there is your cavalry would move to where I was. I would then evade where I wanted to go, and leaving your... Now, you could then, if you pulled off another order on that cavalry, you could then attack them again. I can only do that evade once.
Right.
You know, like, I can only evade once in a phase. I can't continually evade forever.
Right.
So there is a way to catch them with regular troops, but it'd have to be, you need a lot of orders to pass.
Okay.
Because you need an order to back them off once and then another order to engage again.
Right.
But doing that is exactly right with the skirmisher cav and the your regular cav.
So I put 2 skirmish cav, 1 regular cav. Yeah. Medium, heavy, whatever the fuck it's called. Against your 2 skirmish cav.
Yeah.
I won, it cost me 2 stands.
Of
3 stands.
Yeah, so I'm pretty happy with that. So I lost my units, I was always going to lose my units, but they managed to beat down 2 stands of 1 skirmisher cav, makes them a real liability, and importantly, they took a stand off the Roman cav, and they will be harder to order.
Mm.
So that is important.
That is important. Mm. Well, how does the flank rule work? Is it anything in my flank, or does that have to be within 20 in the flank?
Negative of command.
It's got to be within 20 in the flank, can it, surely? Because that's the normal rule for enemy near.
Yeah. I remember ancients, like, troops don't like things surrounding them.
No.
So
why would they?
I will. Oh, look at that's what I'm doing exactly to you in this column. Like, okay. Command penalties. Additional orders. Slow enemy close. Exposed flank or rear. There you go. If there is an enemy within 20 centimetres of a side or rear of the unit you wish to move, and there's no other friendly unit covering the exposed flank by contacting it, there is an additional minus one. So if you'd order them, there'd be -2.
Because it's within 20.
And exposed flank. Yeah, because I'm within 20. They do not like
and
it.
And they don't get the free refill. Heart-based. Good, good.
No.
I want it more Wrigley. Right, and that hero's got a lot of fucking work.
Loads of problems.
We do have an initiative charge, though.
Ooh. Really? You're going to send your skirmishers
with
on one attack each?
With the fucking guys behind them. But now, these skirmish chariots, how do they evade?
Well, if they're skirmishers, so if you charge them with something that isn't a skirmisher or something that's a skirmisher with a slower move than them, they can run away.
To work.
Well, I evade away, I choose how far I go.
But what if you can't make it?
What do you mean, can't make it?
There's not enough room for you to go.
Well, I can't evade off the table, so I'm stuck where I am, aren't I?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I've got this room. Here.
Yeah, I'm aware, but look, so if I do some shenaniganry.
Alright, okay, go on.
I like shenaniganry.
Go on then.
So I do some initiative charges off the front.
Yeah.
To pull off the first two units.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then the second two units, I've now got line of sight.
Yeah.
And they've got 20 move.
Yeah.
So it'll push you all the way back to here.
Yeah.
And then you've got 4 centimetres. So some of it's going to go off the fucking board.
We'll see.
Or you're going to have to stay and face the Roman legion.
Mm hmm. I'll see. Like, let's see how you play out.
That's what I'm going to do.
See how you play out.
Why else am I going to catch these fucking annoying chariot bitches? I ain't going to be able to order them there on a 6, am I?
It's difficult. Anyway, that was the turn. So basically, my response to the turn, I failed all of my orders, aside from my general, who got some chariots out to the flank, and that's it, really.
So my plan for this turn is to use initiative charges to pull off the front couple of units. Oh no, they're in fucking column, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh,
ain't gonna work.
If they're in row, it would work.
Yeah.
Peel them off. Column's not going to work. Not so much. You don't get. So I get charged in the fucking flank, yeah?
Oh no, my chariot. These are not combat chariots.
Well, we'll see. We'll see when they go in. Right. So okay, that manoeuvre's not going to work. Anyway, so we're going to play turn
three. Yeah.
The video's still running.
Is it running?
It looks like it. No, I've told him not to go to sleep. I mean, this video might go on forever. It might be like 16 hours long.
Yeah, but YouTube, who cares?
Nobody's watching it. So that was turn three.
Yeah.
I did literally fuck all that. I think I had a little bit of shooting. A little bit of movement of one unit of skirmish cav.
Yeah.
Move my artillery brigade in range to shoot something. We did a tiny amount of shooting, which took a stand using the Onger.
Yeah.
And then these chariots in the flank of my brigade are causing fucking havoc.
Yeah.
Like, serious havoc.
So, what I've managed to do is I've got a unit of chariots behind Barry's flank here. Now, what that will mean is that it's causing a -2 to command for any of them, because it's enemy near and behind, and in a flank or rear within 20. And if he tries to order the casualty unit, so his cavalry, or with one casualty, would be -3. These guys would be -4.
It's just not orderable.
Yeah.
So you get to the point, I could evade, but I'm not going to. But it gets to the point where it's just not worth even trying to do anything with them at this point.
Now, what I think generally is Barry's in a danger. Now, what I wanted my chariots over here to move, if they'd gotten two orders off, which wasn't a... If they got two orders off, they could have been round to this position where they would have caused them. They couldn't attack these guys in the wood, but they'd really make them hard to move.
Mm-hmm.
And I can beat a Barry by beating these two brigades. I don't need, or these three, this part of his army. I don't need to engage that. Now, it failed to happen. If Barry fails to get that unit to that order, they're two orders away from fighting, but if he fails to get them off at all, I think there's a very danger of splitting his army up here, which is perfect for Britons.
Perfect! So, I'm not sure whether I should be using my skirmish foot as I am, like ablative screen, or whether I should be using them like raised dead, where they just go out in front. If you charge them, you're left
hanging. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yes,
but I'm failing.
But in order to use them that way, you need to dedicate command to them. You've got five command, and you can't do that. I've only got three command.
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, when I've played Romans before, you basically rate this, like, red line of troops. They don't because they are supported already for the combat fight that matters, they don't need a second rank of troops. If you have to imagine, because remember, they always have that. They're, basically, there's very few troops, of maybe not in the game, of Ancients that are better than Roman Legion in a straight-up fight.
Yeah. I agree, but this already is highlighting to me that you should be playing with big brigades and stuff behind it to protect the flanks, which is probably why the game then is quite stacked.
Yeah. Well,
because splitting this up isn't working. And if I was in a big brigade with the horses behind me protecting the flanks and skirmishes out front, it would probably play better. But no. It's the first time I've played the game, so.
So we got some
initiative charges.
Hang on. Are we going into turn four now?
I guess so.
So.
We're going into turn four with some initiative charges. Not really much happened that game.
What did you do?
I didn't do much, sir. What did you do?
Well, you shot the chariots with your artillery.
Which is good.
And you got them out of the woods, which is good.
I set 20 away from the flank of your brigade.
Yeah.
Which, knowing how I do this system now,
yeah.
If you're trying to command that brigade and it's flanked...
Mm-hmm.
With a guy with seven leadership, they're on five.
It's five.
That's fucking not happening.
Yeah.
And there's no half-pace move.
Yeah.
Flanks are really bad in this game.
Yes, they are. So that's why in Ancients games you have these long unbroken lines of...
Well, you can't offer flanks.
But when you see Jeff playing, that's what he does. He has a line. He has a line of stuff.
Yeah. So why support Romans when they support themselves? Just pocket a big fucking line out. From one edge to the other.
It's the red line or blue line.
One edge to the other edge. There is no flank. There's no flank.
So that's what Barry did. He shot my chariots and he sent in skirmish and cav and his heavy cav.
Heavy.
Took on a unit of warriors and wiped them out quite nicely. In the return, I initiative charged the cavalry. And that's the only thing I'm at. I failed all five of my orders. I did not achieve a single order, but I came off well off the combat I was in. So I took another stand out of his heavy cav for no loss.
But I think, I don't know what my break is. Is it seven? I think I've only lost half a point. The skirmish cav count. So two halves.
Two halves, yeah. You lost one.
And I think you've lost...
I've lost two cavalry, three units. I've lost three units. So I'm down, I was nine, I'm on six.
Six. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance if I get a good shoeing in, which is coming over here.
Yeah.
Because the combat math is going to go nuts, isn't it, with these guys supporting each other and getting supported as well.
It's going to hurt. Mm-hmm.
And then if we get some initiative charging in, we might be able to do some damage this turn.
It's a shame, because if I managed to get that one order off, it was unlikely, but if I had got one order off in them, this is very juicy to come beat up. But I've tried.
Flanks are just very difficult to protect.
Yeah, Ancients, for me, is always just, it's so harsh for you. Because with a half-face move, you get to do something. And it's like, in that turn there, I failed all five of my orders, five characters, failed them all. Some of them were on more than 50-50 chances, like rolling a seven on two dices, above average.
Yeah, just slightly
like, above. But if these chariots have got one order off here, they were here, they're shooting your skirmishes, they're causing them all sorts of problems. Oh, can't do it. But there we go, that's Ancients. And that's why, personally, me, I prefer the... I love the harpoon. That's the best change in that revolution.
I hate that fucking...
I mean, for that exact demonstration...
Yeah, but I understand.
Yeah. But we're different people. And that's for that exact...
It hurt me just as much. I don't even order stuff, because there's no point. I've only got three things to order with. So if I'm not going to get an order off on a five or a six, I don't even bother doing that. What's the point?
Yeah.
Order something else.
Mm-hmm.
You're chewing up Legion here. Because I can't order them.
What are they, the 13th Legion?
Whatever. It's just the way it is. You say I'm only allowed two heroes and a general, so I only
I max your command.
So if you're flanking me, I've got like a seven and two sixes.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's my entire turn.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. So no point crowing about it. So we're going to play turn whatever this is. I need a drink soon.
Yeah, I have a drink.
I know, Trug. All right, so we're back. I don't even know what turn it is now. It's some turn something.
Some turn something. A turn after the last
one. I don't know how long this bastard's been running, this YouTube video.
Okay.
Anybody that watches this YouTube video, send in and get a Blue Peter badge, mate. You're going to need it after listening to this shit. It's turn something.
Turn something. Yeah.
I didn't do a great deal in that turn, I don't believe. My artillery didn't get to move and so shot nothing. The stuff I've killed, I believe, was because Paul's charged me. Apart from the one unit that I surrounded the warband, I don't think I did anything that turn.
My break's coming up.
Oh, we got a flank, didn't we? You got a unit and a stand in the flank. Yeah. And that was it. Mm-hmm. And then a flank. So what's your break on?
So it begins at 9. I've lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and a half. I've got 3.5 left.
2.5.
Two and a half left.
And now, what does Paul do more than any human being?
Yeah, but this guy encourages you to do it.
Does he?
Yeah, he's crackers.
Don't take him.
So don't take him.
He committed. I mean, he did it as well as you could. You committed it on a corner.
Yeah.
He gives you 5 attacks, your general.
Yeah.
So on a corner. I mean, that's like a dragon.
Yeah.
But the problem is, he's now in the open, in a unit of warband.
Yeah.
9 wounds away from the game ending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, obviously my guys did a bit of fighting in Paul's turn.
Yeah.
But they're not really comparable.
That poor warband did not do well against the Praetorian Guard. These motherfuckers.
So they beat them off, obviously, killed them. Don't want to charge your skirmish.
Imagine like these like hardened Romans, like the best of the best, and these like fucking kids come running up to them, and just
bald.
like
skinny hairy kids.
Yeah, I'll kill that one. You kill that one.
It was like you said that there was like a chat that Phil was going in about this stab rule for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Say, oh, I've got to remember to stab more. Yeah. That means you're twice as likely for your model to die.
But then you can't do it anyway, because it's like ghosts, like, can't...
Well, why would I want my model? It relies on its defence to stay alive. I'm going to die twice as long. No, that's bad. Bad, sir.
Then visually, it looks like a cool game now, doesn't it? Like, it's really, like, split up the lines and everything.
It does, but I feel that this is not a stereotypical game.
No. Because
there's stuff all over the fucking place.
Yeah, exactly.
There's stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a real fucking mess.
Yep.
So I think the game's probably going to end this turn.
But that's good, because it needs to end.
Yeah, because we still got some podcast stuff to record. We still haven't even done an intro yet.
Yeah, we got to
do an outro.
Right.
And is the bat flag, bat sign up yet from home? We're wrapping up the end of the game.
Yep.
Paul did lose his general. I'm not saying he wouldn't have lost his general, but he didn't use his general yet. The game was horribly chaotic. With the skirmishers and the amount of stuff in your flanks and how difficult things to charge, I can see why people are like reticent after a few games to kind of expose stuff.
Yeah.
Because like the brigade I exposed down the right until it got to be able to order using initiative, couldn't do fucking anything.
No.
In the whole game,
mm-hmm.
It was just like I can't order this stuff.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only it was a very weird game. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of like crazy rules and stuff running around. Like the skirmish stuff is a lot to get your head around.
So why do you play Ancients over a regular Warmaster? Is I think the skirmishing rule, because it's so it works really well, and it represents something so good, and that you need skirmishes to fight. Like the way you caught my skirmishing cav with mixture of skirmishing cav and regular cav was perfect. That's what you're meant to do, isn't it?
Yeah, because if you send skirmishing cav into skirmishing cav, at best it's kind of even.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because you've got 3 attacks. I've got 3 attacks.
Exactly. It's I can run away from you. As in, you can pursue me. I can't back off before. Yeah, it's interesting, and I like the way that then skirmishing infantry don't count towards your break as well.
And look, your skirmish chariot, I can't even put my skirmishing cap into the front of you because there's too many attacks.
If you've got
two units together because of the short facing.
Exactly.
There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And I think the skirmish has changed how the game work completely. It's like worse than Raise Dead, because you put skirmishers protecting the flank of a brigade.
Yeah.
There's no point in them engaging these wankers. You take 6 shots to go into them, and then they walk away.
Walk away a centimetre if they want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't got anyone.
Yeah, you haven't got. Yeah, you need to have caught them with something else.
And if they choose to burst through, or they don't even, if they choose to go through the brigade, you're left facing the brigade you were trying to charge. That was behind the
skirmishers. After a volley of shots.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, personally, it's like But the two negatives I would say against Ancients is the fact that I really miss the half pace. Like the turn I failed all my rolls. Well, just didn't do anything. You know,
the turn I failed all my rolls, I didn't.
Yeah, it was a shame, but like it's you know,
even my artillery didn't shoot because it got beam weapons. Yeah. So I literally did nothing. Just got two units confused and stood there watching.
Watching it, yeah, with my dick in my hand.
But that's how the game is.
Yeah, how the game is, and also
because it negates the putting the stuff around the back and getting the -2.
And definitely, it's like I miss the fantasy. Like in this Britain list, the only combat modifier I've got, which you clearly would, if you play the army, would do, is you have your general as Caracas, and why not chuck him on a chariot as well? Then you've got a 5-dice combat modifier moving around the table.
If you, but
that's why I don't see why you wouldn't take him. You know, and then, but there is no.
What would you put him to keep him alive?
Well, that is a problem, but that's the art of the game. You know, like in the flank with the chariots. You know, like, yeah, like
maybe.
But, yeah, but it's you miss those combat modifiers. Like when I was looking at Barry's artillery, I was like, I don't have anything.
I didn't make them.
Yeah, no, but I say I don't have anything that can like your typical ways of dealing with artillery. Like, I don't have.
Because the problem is with the artillery,
magic. Yeah.
Not only are there beam weapons.
Yeah. They're not the most effective.
No, and you've got to. Yeah. If I'm engaged, if there was hardly anything left to shoot.
But I'm telling you, like in a game of War Master, where your opponent is just one staggered line of infantry, you know, not coming at you very quickly, they're worth their weight because your quick turn.
You want to shoot skirmishers?
Yeah, no, but like they're doing something. They're like,
they don't even mean anything.
Not worth the ammunition.
They're not even raised dead. They're like not even, they're raised dead, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're shooting this line of skirmishers that do nothing.
Yeah. But I find that. What I found is like when I was, because I built an army list for Germans and Britons, and I found that at the size of this game was 1,250. The lists kind of wrote themselves. Like in the German list, I don't know why would you not take Hermann the German? Like it's
his name's Hermann the German.
Hermann, yeah. Well, he's got another name, but Hermann was what everyone called him. Oh, yeah. And it's like for 25 points. You had +2 attacks to the general, fair enough. So you got 4 attack general. But also, check this out. He adds all of your barbarians, basically all of your nobles and warrior units, which is the majority of your army, have an extra dice in the first round of combat, but that's 1 dice per unit, not 1 per stand.
Like a sword of fate.
Yeah. It's like, why would you not have that? That's worth 25 points. In the Britain's list, it's Caracas, and you add another 2 attacks, so your general now adds 4 attacks, as if I'm playing this correctly, understanding this correctly. You know, it just hang on, maybe I did it wrong. Maybe because that is a character. Maybe he doesn't know. It's not add 2 attacks. He is a type. He adds 3 attacks, not 2.
Not 5.
Yeah, it's my mistake.
5 sounded a lot.
5 sounded a lot. Yeah,
I mean, to me, yeah. A layman.
But no, yeah.
Like a giant.
Well, there's
an
experience
in
the game. But still, it's like, you know, but also, all your chariots cause terror until they lose a unit. That's really good. If you're playing Britons, you're going to have 4 units of chariots. Why would you not? That's why you're playing Britons.
If I was being MT Cheapskate, I'd probably go for a Norse list so I could use it in
War Master. Oh, in War Master, yeah. Mm.
Why not?
Are they in that book, Norse?
So.
Yeah, you never find them. You never find them in time. Yeah.
Never find them. Anyway, so it kind of ended like it normally does with
page
Paul exposing his general.
121.
121. Paul exposing his general. You expose your general more than any man alive.
Yeah. Can't take him with you. In that game, I lost because I was broken. So by exposing my general, didn't matter. I still lost.
So what have we got in the old Norse? Erdmen, Bondi, archers, berserkers, skirmishers.
What's their rules? They are shield wall. That's an extra armor save, I think, to the front, isn't it? So they go 4+ armor save.
Oh, that's a lot.
For a while, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is good, isn't it? That is good. And they got 4 attacks. Yeah, that's pretty damn good, actually. Oh, but you can only have 2 units then. But you can have your cheaper infantry. Yeah, we're like, yeah, makes
good
sense.
Go to 5 up.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 50 points.
Yeah,
that's probably where I'd go. Mm-hmm. 10 mils. Anyway, so, it was good fun. I didn't like the artillery, but that's just me. I'm not a big fan of artillery anyway.
The only
artillery I fear in the game are cannons, and I fear the shit out of them. If you don't have a way to deal with cannons, they'll just ruin the game, because they'll just kill you.
Yeah, Norse and Normans are quite cool, aren't they? You can take knights in a Norman list, and they are shock. That means they form properly. You're like, Like regular cavalry.
That would be good.
Yeah, Norman Knights.
Right, okay, so we're going to say goodbye to this. I enjoyed Ancients, and I'm looking forward to playing in the tournament. Mm. I think it might... I'm getting so old manny now that I kind of like... I like the staticness of it. I like the not moving. I like the purism of it. The fucking... The pain of not being able to order anything and just sitting there, just fucking getting hammered in the flank.
Fair enough.
When your pair of chariots were hammering my brigade of fucking Legion, that was miserable. But I like misery.
I like misery.
I like it.
You like getting shot three times.
No, shit. Losing a stand, a fucking legion, to chariot shoot me in the flank was shit.
Like,
and that meant that I could order that unit on a 5 to try and get it out of that position, or just leave it there getting fucking shot turn after turn. I like that. I like, because there was a. If it was like I just use a fucking leadership 6 wizard to order him and he turns around, there was the fucking skill in that. It's like I can't do anything about this. These fucking elite troops are just gonna have to take it in the flank, turn after turn, because that's all I can do.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. It feels like being one of your army generals, man.
I mean, there's lots.
Over the top.
So there's. There's two books that this tournament uses, Ancients and Ancient Armies, isn't it? Is that right?
I think I've
one
got
Ancients
both.
And one was Ancient Armies.
I've definitely got Medieval. Yeah,
they're free PDFs online.
It should be.
And there's certainly some interesting lists you could try. Yeah, like, I've got a Roman list. I assume you don't want to use Romans?
If I did, it wouldn't be this list.
Romans, yeah.
It would probably be the Republican list or something that don't have access to artillery.
The Republican list?
But have more other stuff.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I was offered a list to purchase. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell how nice it is.
Republican.
Because the miniatures are so fucking small, as we know.
Yeah.
It's difficult to tell if something's like well painted or professionally painted or... Not that well painted. It's really odd. Especially if something's based well. I was a youngling, which is a long time ago now, somebody told me, when you do things at small scale, basing carries more weight than the fucking painting in the miniatures most of the time. Because all you see is the base and a bit of pop from the miniatures.
You happy with those?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you put, like, an extra 10 minutes on the basing, it really makes a massive difference. Like, if you see miniatures that have got, like, 2 or 3 different textures and colours, and they look amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, like, how Justin bases his models, it's works of art on those bases.
Yeah, but half the time you don't even look at the miniatures. Yeah, the bases are so good.
Yeah, exactly.
Your eyes are taken away by the basing. Mm-hmm. So I think... I need to see them in the flesh because they look nice, but I'm not sure how much of that is just basic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the special rules for your Republican Roman ones.
We don't have the artillery.
You don't have Legion. You have different rules.
We have. Oh, they've got Legion infantry, but they don't have the Legion rule.
They have maniple rule. I'm just looking at that.
Maniple.
Means. Maniple.
You're just making fucking words up now. So.
No, is it for me? It's all weird.
How many light cab do we get?
1 and 4, so you could do 4 units of light cavalry, 1 unit of heavy cavalry. Ha!
Oh, Mounted Skirmishes, they were good, weren't they? Anyway, so I think we're going to play again. I'm definitely going to try and play in the tournament that's coming up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to. Are we going to go up to Warmaster World this Christmas?
Yeah, why not?
You should take it next level. Well, they wouldn't let her play Ancients, would they?
Yeah, they would. That's their game. This is the GW game.
Yeah, there's no fucking miniatures for it.
Yeah, well, so what?
They won't let you play with other people's miniatures. They won't do it.
No, I suppose not.
They won't do it.
Yeah. Got special permission. Like,
yeah, it's bollocks, isn't it? Because I would really like to play Ancients, but I don't think we're going to be able to. So, Blackgate miniatures, we don't want to hear about that shit this week.
No?
I've had 2 beers. They're quite big beers as well, so... Mm-hmm. We'll pick up with that in a week or two's time. We're probably not going to do a game next time. We'll do something different.
Okay. If you want.
I just think the editing list is quite messy.
We could try a video short. Like a hypothetical game situations.
I'm quite happy doing videos, but I don't think we should base the podcast around the video because by the time...
Alright, well, whatever you want.
We'll do a podcast, maybe do it some... Because we've still got some lists to even finish. We haven't even done all the lists yet, so let's do an army list.
Okay, alright.
And then... We'll try and do some YouTube shorts. We'll see how this goes.
Fine.
Okay, so I don't know how long it's going to be. I don't know what kind of an episode this is going to look like.
Yep.
The shorter the better, I think. It's what Jim always said. Keep it to fucking half an hour.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So that was the Warmest Podcast episode 126, I think.
Okay.
Justified and Ancient, I guess, we could call this one.
Yeah.
So, good night.
Would you like to know more?